time to go to sport now. And despite finishing second on the A-League table, the Wellington Phoenix believe they are the underdogs going into the semi-final series against Melbourne Victory. The two sides meet in Melbourne on Sunday with return leg in Wellington next Saturday. Joining us now is sports reporter Jonty Dine. Everybody says they're the underdog. It's trying to psych the other side out, Jonty.
Could well be a ploy, yeah, absolutely. Of course, the Phoenix are chasing history, looking for the first title for the club. But, of course, a very, very tough challenge, as you mentioned, Melbourne in Melbourne. And the Phoenix have far less playoff experience compared to their opposition. Melbourne have won the A-League four times, while the best of the Phoenix have finished is third, while being eliminated in the first round in their last five appearances. But despite all of that, Phoenix coach Giancarlo Italiano said he feels his squad is ready. He admits Amy Park is a tough place to play, but he is looking forward to the challenge.
Any positive result, which is a draw or a win away from home, would put us in the favourite category. If you look at all the Champions League games that don't have away goals anymore, you know, the advantage is to the team that is more brave and will be no different. Obviously, if you play in front of a home crowd, I always say it's like a half a goal advantage, and we'll take that mentality. They're the one club that I wanted to play in a semi-final at Amy, because I think, you know, their fans, you know, make a electric atmosphere. And if we have a good travelling contingent as well, it'd be a great feel, it'd be a great experience for the boys. And yeah, let's hope we can get 3 points there.
So Phoenix will have a fully fit squad to choose from, which has been a rarity this season. So it will be a very strong side that takes the pitch. Of course, as you mentioned, this is the first leg this Sunday, while Melbourne will come to Wellington next Saturday for the second leg. And we'll, of course, have to deal with those very vocal Phoenix fans at the Caketon. But it'll be crucial that they get some momentum out of this weekend.
OK, let's stick with football. Auckland City, what are they up to in Tahiti?
Well, they are chasing a 12th OFC title, so they have dominated this tournament in the past, but despite that, they are taking nothing lightly as they head into this one. Of course, they needed an extra time goal to scrape into last year's final, so very aware of the challenge that awaits them. They're definitely not just there to work on their tans. Auckland will line up alongside Solomon Warriors, Rewa from Fiji, and Papua New Guinea's Hikari United. And team manager Albert Raeda, he said most of the players in the squad have played in the islands more than once, so they understand just how difficult the assignment is.
They know what it takes and how complicated it is to compete in the islands. People take it a little bit for granted. They think that, well, Auckland City will go there and do the job again. No, it's actually not like this, because they know it's extremely, extremely hard. We know we're the favourites because we won it last year, but we can't forget that we had to go through a lot of obstacles, setbacks, penalty shootouts, extra times, and you have to play 120 minutes, we'll do it. They really warriors, they don't really coward, you know, when it comes down to this situation.
So, of course, the weather in Tahiti is another factor Auckland will have to contend with, likely playing in 30-odd degree weather with close to 99% humidity. But Raeda said for 4 months the side's been preparing daily for this tournament. They're as ready as they can be and confident they can cope with both the pressure and that favourites tag. Their campaign will get underway on Sunday, 10 a.m. against Rewa.
Thank you, Jonty. We'll get to Nona Peltier in a minute, but her eyes went up and we're delighted at the thought of 30 degrees and warm temperatures, I think. All right. Thank you, Jonty. Sports reporter Jonty Dine there.